This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm already having a lot of fun in 2026. As so should you be. But before we go deep into all of these fact patterns we're about to launch ourselves into headlong, let's throw out some completely irrelevant factoids out there. Lonzo, do you know what the most common elements are, the most common things that can be found in the universe are? Do you know what those are? In the universe itself, yes, sir. Well, yeah, that's true. But assembled molecules, what are they assembled to be? Yes, but okay. So, in fact of the matter, it's actually gold and diamonds. Okay, I'm sorry to call you. Well, you weren't incorrect on that one. So, what do you think the rarest thing, and now we're talking in the cosmic sense, what is the rarest thing out there in the cosmic universe? No. No. Wood. Yes, but see, it's very rare in the universe. Wherever there is wood, there is life, and we haven't detected life altogether just yet, although we are looking at the UFOs a little closer now. No, they're UFOs. I saw that on a Saturday Night Live thing with Father Guido Sarducci. Yes, yes. I would, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I've seen that movie, The Martian, where I think Matt Damon grows some potatoes or something, but, you know, I'm pretty sure. Well, then it'll all change. They might have wood underground, too. Yeah. Hydroponics. Anyway. I was listening to Upstate Pulse the other day, and those guys have just too much fun. So while Lonzo's here, I'll be having a little fun at your expense, you, the listening audience, just for me. But now we're going to go into the fact patterns. I'm sure you've seen all the talking heads talking about, well, of course, you know that this military operation is this, that, or the other. And all of them are correct. All of them are correct. I would love to, and I'm never going to know, and you're never going to know. I would love to know when they made this decision to do this operation, because then they built a mock-up town that we know about now, and a mock-up compound, and they knew where all the steel was, and I'm sure that they had some Delta Force guys going in there with cutting torches and everything else. When they went in, they were going in there to get them. They got out there and cyber attacked them and killed all of the power in Caracas prior to them coming in. But just to put this on a scale, this is what they did basically is they went in with a very small element, and I'm sure they had all kinds of support elements in orbit around them. I don't know. We'll never know. But they went in with a very small on the ground element of tier one operators, and they were in Indian territory. They had to do that so fast, and so the attention to detail was astonishing. And they had to know where he was. They had to know where he was. See, and while everybody's out there going, well, you know, this is unheard of. We've never heard of this before. Yeah, you have. It was called Operation Just Cause. We did that in Panama. And the difference between this and Panama was that somebody tipped Noriega off. But we had assets in there somewhere. This was sort of an inside job getting planned up. We knew exactly where Maduro was. And they caught Maduro before he could get into his panic room. And if he'd gotten into his panic room, they were going to cut him out of it and take him anyway. And I can only imagine the chill that this has put down the spines of, like the guy, whoever's running Colombia, right? That guy. Or Mexico. Because most of these Latin American states, and Mexico especially, they're not run by governments anymore. They become narco-terrorist partners. They are not doing anything to actually generate any funds. So, they're working with these guys who fund them. And the problem is the fentanyl. In 2 years, fentanyl killed more people than died in the entirety of World War I. Then died in 1 year, they killed more people than died in the entirety of the Vietnam War. Fentanyl is not cocaine. It's not heroin. It is a weapon. You absolutely can do enough heroin to where you weaken yourself, to where you eventually die. Right? They call that a heroin overdose, but I think in a lot of cases it has more to do with the damage that you've done to your body using heroin up to that point than the actual heroin killing you. Because, you know, morphine is a heroin derivative. So they know how to control that stuff, but fentanyl is. So yes, we got to go in there and we got to kill Maxie's guys. Now, the other thing that we proved now is that Donald Trump doesn't play footsie with anybody. Yeah. And he shouldn't be playing footsie with anybody. The Democrats went from siding with the Somali fraudsters to getting all up in Maduro stuff. The Libertarians are upset. See, Thomas Massie thought he was going to make some mileage on the Jeffrey Epstein engine, except that was only like a one-cylinder engine and it blew up. He thinks Congress should have authorized this particular attack when Trump can do whatever he wants militarily, and then he's got to inform Congress within 90 days. And it's happened many, 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 many times, including the aforementioned Just Cause. And Congress basically authorized it by not doing anything. Because we've been rubbing up against Maduro for a couple of months now. I found it interesting when the communists decided to start screaming about how this was all being done for oil. And Trump said, oh yeah, we're totally doing this in part because of the oil. But unleashing Venezuela's oil production is going to mess up the Iranians as well as the Russians, who we keep being told that we should be messing with right now. And they all run on oil revenue. Venezuela pumping big time is in our interest because it's against theirs. I think we blew up Chavez's mausoleum. But, you know, big deal. Pete Hegseth, dude knows how to plan. The Venezuelans are very happy about this, by the way. Venezuelans are very happy about this. The Cuban communists are very upset about it. And I was very glad, and this is petty, I was very glad it was Delta Force versus SEAL Team 6. The squids get all the glory, and it was nice for the, you know, the decisive branch of the American military to get out there and shine again. Go Army. Although I don't have anything against the squids. Charles Schumer decided to get out there. He finally found something he can talk about right now, and he thinks he won't look bad, but every time he opens his face, he looks bad. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Everybody out there is saying that what Trump did in Venezuela was illegal. The Democrats called it illegal and claimed that Trump needed congressional approval to effect Maduro's arrest. Well, hold on a minute there, Skippy. You see, Maduro was indicted here in the United States on March 26th, 2020. And then, following up on that, under the Biden administration, they put a $25 million bounty on his head for information leading to the capture of, you know, that kind of stuff. Not necessarily a bounty on his head. And so, you know, Trump began it in 2020, and then Biden continued it, and Trump finished it. And that's what happened. Trump did not need congressional approval to go after Nicolas Maduro, especially not the way he did it. I mean, who remembers why we went to Panama? Manuel Noriega, who remembers that? And who remembers the things, the way things happened on that one? Because all that was that was us going in to get one guy. Who remembers Barack Obama and his drone program? He oversaw more strikes in his first year than Bush carried out during his entire presidency. It was a total of 563 strikes, largely by drones targeting Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen during his two terms, compared to 57 strikes under Bush. Between 384 and 807 civilians were killed in those countries, according to the reports logged. Did they recall Barack Obama's actions that occurred in Libya that went on for months? They even had ABC questioning his actions. Remember when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton laughed? We came, we saw, he died. Remember that? Which brings us to Chuckles Schumer. And he was mad that he hadn't been told before the action. On X, Chad Pergram, he put out there that Chuck Schumer said, I was in the SCIF on three different occasions, as recently as December, and I asked the administration, are you pursuing regime change? Are you intent on taking military action in Venezuelan territory? And they assured me that they were not pursuing these things. Clearly, they're not being straight with the American people. What are you doing talking about the SCIF and any conversations that go in there? What are you doing about that? What do you have to say there? And no, they were not being straight. It wasn't they were not being straight with you, because they knew that you were going to talk about what was said in the SCIF. See, there's something called OPSEC, operational security. I find it interesting that the precursor to both the Noriega action and the Maduro action was basically the same thing. Noriega got out there with a machete, did his little speech, banging his machete, and Maduro's out there going, "Yeah, come and get me, come get me. I'm in Miraflores. Come get me." I said, "Okay, bet." Chuck's out there wondering why he wasn't told. And you're talking about what was said in the SCIF, and there's a problem. And that means he should be going to jail. Brandon Carr from the FCC on X said, nothing says you take national security seriously like publicizing conversations you say you had in SCIF. That, by the way, would be considered a classified conversation. And he's mad because he wasn't told everything he wanted. Well, I guess that he thinks he should have been told in these classified conversations. I always find this kind of hypocrisy astounding. And you know, here's the thing. This is the problem. Congress, if you want Congress to decide to take action, we're probably looking at, what, a year? And then when it gets to the Senate, it's going to be filibustered. And that's if Thomas Massie and, you know, thankfully Marjorie Taylor Greene's gone now. But if Thomas Massie doesn't try to torpedo it and get some Democratic help, you know, to torpedo it in the House, that's, you know, you cannot have military operations by committee. You can't. Donald Trump is the commander in chief. He made a call. And he made that call a while ago. I would say they had to have been developing sources with inside Caracas and with inside that wherever that compound was back in the summertime. And then they had to get pictures or plans or blueprints to figure out what to build in that mock-up, because that's very important. To know what you're trying to build that you're going to be going into. And then they had to maintain that nothing changed after they got that. And then they had to know exactly where, you know, what is Nicolas Maduro doing right now? Oh, he's watching some reruns of Mayberry RFD. Okay, well, we can go in now. Then they do the cyber attack and they turn off the power and they start coming in with helicopters and start just lobbing in all kinds of munitions and land and get in there and find him. Night vision wins again. And we got out of there without losing anything. We didn't lose aircraft. We didn't lose people. That was just, it was stunning how good this was. All of that is not going to happen if you're out there and you have to bring Chucky Schumer in and Hakeem Jeffries in. And then the, you know, their Republican counterparts. That's not going to happen because they all want to get out there. This is why you have special operations. The reason Desert One failed was because everybody wanted to be involved in this. That was going to be a Delta Force operation. But Air Force wanted in, the Navy wanted in, Marine Corps wanted in. And they learned that lesson because they failed. They did everything right up to the point to where they started running into aircraft with other aircraft. Now Delta Force has their own air wing. They have their own rotary wing. They probably have their own subs, although they probably give that to the SEALs. And when you're doing an operation like this, this is the last time you want to get out there and go, well, if we notified all of the members of the minority party. That's another thing I was going to get to, but on the text line, they obliterated the air defense, all supplied by the communists. And I'm hearing part of it was Russian and part of it was Chinese. Yeah, China's such a foe to fear. But how did they actually do it? How did they go in there and do it so clean? This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, Delta Force. But, you know, anytime an operation like this occurs, this is really the, it all comes together with logistics and planning. Now, Delta, those guys are top tier operators, and they're probably the best on the planet, but you can't fly blind into a situation. So even though our special forces were facing the equivalent of the Karakhan, you know, Salvation Army, they needed on-the-ground intelligence. And they got it. Because CIA, They were part of it, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do in their real jobs. That's what they're supposed to be doing on a regular basis. They got an asset who gave minute details about where Nicolas Maduro was going. Now, according to the New York Times, 150-plus U.S. military aircraft were deployed from 20 different locations during the raid to capture Maduro. They used cyber attacks to turn off the power to Caracas, allowing us to arrive in total darkness. And the thing is, we own the night. We didn't always own the night. In Vietnam, we discovered the psychological and real-world benefits to being night fighters. Because the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese, they owned the night. But now we own the night because we have really, really advanced night vision, among other things. So, they shrouded the city in darkness and allowed the planes and the drones and the helicopters to approach undetected. Now, while this is all happening, by the way, as you're making that approach, you got to keep checking. Do they know we're coming? Do they know we're coming? Do they know we're coming? And as long as they, you know, they have a point in this approach to where they would break off if all of a sudden they might be detected, although based upon what we saw coming out of Caracas, I would have thought that would have been silly. But Mr. Maduro had not been warned the operation was coming. They maintained tactical surprise. Now, according to one source on X, Langley had a team on the ground since August, and Delta Force built a replica of the safe house and practiced before the mission. And then they carried Maduro out like a dog, whatever that means. Then coming also on X, President on Fox, he planned to do the strike 4 days ago, but waited for the weather to be perfect. All of a sudden it opened up and we said go. He said Maduro was in a highly guarded fortress, says a couple of our guys were hit, but he thinks nobody was killed, and that turned out to be true. So they were able to find and disseminate insight into Maduro's pattern of life. Because, believe it or not, that matters, knowing what he's going to do. What does he do after he has dinner? Does he have coffee on the veranda? Does he light up a fatty and sit out on the front porch? What does he do? But they knew what he's doing. They knew exactly what he was doing. That made grabbing him seamless. They also had an asset close to him who would monitor his movements and was poised to pinpoint his exact location as this began to unfold. So, once they got everything in place, and when you're getting everything pre-positioned and everything, everybody gives a thumbs up, and, they go from there. They go from there. Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Michael. Yes, sir. Michael.
Hi. If I had called a month ago and said, I think it's a good idea for us to invade Venezuela, depose of Maduro, and then run the country, what would you have said?
I would have agreed with you.
You would have agreed. You wouldn't have shouted, no new wars, no new wars, or anything like that.
That what happened last night was not a new war.
Oh, but you're real into country. You're real into nation building, right?
No, I didn't say that. I've never said that.
Oh, well, what is this that we're doing? Who's running the country now?
What we did over the weekend was a continuation of Biden's policy. He was the one that put the $25 million bounty on his head. Good. Yeah. I know. It was the heckler, but I decided to let him play. Because, you know, he just stuck his head in the noose. We're not nation building. And why is it that the Venezuelans are so happy about this? Anyway, yeah. Spartansburg. Okay. So is that going to be our code now? Because he's not listening. Well, he might be listening. That's all right. Nobody can mess with Lonzo. Lonzo's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He always beats Lord Vader. So at 10:46 p.m. Eastern Time, Trump gave the final go-ahead for what would be known as Operation Absolute Resolve, which is not nation building. It was a snatch and grab, and we did it. And we did something else with this, too, because now there's not a head of state out there that can look around and say, well, I've got the backing of the Chinese, and I've got the backing of the Russians that can sit out there and go, I'm safe because I have all of these tools and toys, because we'll just cyber attack you and snatch you, too. let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? This is Mikey from Greenville, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hope you and your family had a great holiday. Hey, as far as Venezuela goes, these people would stop bombing and no more wars. It wasn't a war. It was a snatch and grab. Anybody in the service knows what it was.
Yep.
Come on, folks. The man had a warrant. Like you said, didn't Biden put a bounty on him?
He did. He did. Him and yep. Scamala did, yeah.
So. And then for me, I mean, it doesn't matter if a judge puts a warrant out for you. If that judge passes away or leaves the bench, you still got a warrant, don't you?
You do. And you know, okay, the whole thing about the nation-building nonsense. The Venezuelans were ready for him to go. They were dancing in the streets.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen the signs on the news and all that. I check all the news things and whatnot. And I thought to myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to open up a printing company just to give these folks their little signs.
Yeah. Well, you can make a lot of money on that. Either that or a daycare center in Minneapolis. That would be a good moneymaker, too.
I don't want to go to jail, Bill.
Okay.
But if you're a Democrat, I'm charging you 25% more than I would anybody else for a sign.
Yep. Well, anyway.
All right. Hey, I just want to throw that out there. I know you got a jet. Hey, thank you very much, Bill, for all you do.
My pleasure, sir. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. Before all those guys launched and took this down and made this thing happen, there was a lot of work that went into it. This was a very simple, very complicated, very well-executed snatch and grab. Interestingly, two newspapers knew about the raid early, prior to the launch of the actual raid. Who were they, and what did they do? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary yes, sir.
Progress.
Say again?
Hey, Bill. I said TR.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good to talk to you. I appreciate your show, and I want to compliment our president on kind of the... I'm the same age as you, served in the Air Force, same time as you,
okay.
In the Army, and remember how America used to be feared and respected. And I think we're bringing it back. And all these people that are worried about, you know, the harm that we're doing, well, hopefully one day they're going to wake up and they're going to be thankful for the good that was being done. And thank you for all that you do. And I want to compliment our president.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Billy in Florence.
Do you think what we just did is setting a permission structure for China?
I think you're a lion's sack of protoplasm is what I think. There you go. Lonzo, you're making it hard for him to steal our content and put it on his YouTube channel. See, you can't be missing. See, Lonzo is a combination of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Spock. He'll cut you up, but he's going to do it very logically. Very logically. Anyway. He called that one, too. He let me know that was who that was. Billy. I'm the only one that gets to go by Billy in this house. CIA had assets on the ground, and you know, we knew that they were doing all these things, but the newspapers knew this too. And which newspapers knew this? Well, believe it or not, it was the New York Times and the Washington Post. They learned of a secret raid on Venezuela soon before it was scheduled to begin Friday night. You're open now, Lonzo. They held off publishing what they knew to avoid endangering U.S. troops. Which, I'm amazed. And the decisions in the New York and Washington newsrooms to maintain official secrecy, that's journalism. Even in a moment of unprecedented mutual hostility between the president and a legacy media that continues to dominate national security reporting. This is a rare glimpse at a thread of contact and even cooperation over some of the highest stakes American national security issues. Well, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to David. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, good afternoon to you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I am a former Navy guy, nothing special, just a radar operator. But the difference between a Delta operation and a Dev Group operation, SEAL Team 6?
Yeah.
Delta won't wind up writing 1,000 books about it.
Took me a minute to catch you on that one.
Hoo-yah. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. That's a truism. That was a truism. Anyway. The New York Times, they've done this before. New York Times withheld some details in advance about the U.S. Bay of Pigs invasion. And they delayed a story on National Security Administration warrantless wiretapping during the Bush administration. So, for the first time in a very, I don't remember how long, but for the first time, this was concerted. A good move. And yeah, we can sit back and go, yeah, but build a broken clock is right twice a day. They're still the dishonest enemy of the people. And even though they kept their mouths shut, the same could not be said of congressional Democrats. Which is why Chuckie Schumer was in the DCIF and he didn't get told anything. Let's go to Steve. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing? I'm in Greenville today. I drive a dump truck. Isn't there a pizza place there in Washington that usually like gets a bunch of pizza orders?
I heard that it was a good night that night. Yeah, that's supposedly the tell, though. There's a pizza joint that when they have a lot of orders and they're all being delivered to the Pentagon and to various places within the Pentagon and at the White House, that's supposedly the tell that we're invading something. So
does the enemies not ever get a hold of that and maybe try to use that against us? Or I'm sure they watch it, I guess.
Well, I mean, I think they might now. If they haven't been before, that means they'll have to figure out the next thing. But one of the reasons they didn't have Vance in the room was to separate him and Trump in the event because they were being surveilled. They knew they were being surveilled. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate you, Chuck.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Paul. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, this is your Paul, your award winner for the most patient caller ever.
Yes.
I remember I called you a while back and we talked for a bit. And
yeah.
Anyway, you know, it's amazing. I'm listening to your show and I'm listening to all the nutcases come out of the woodwork. And I'm loving hearing how wacky they are. Like, where in the world do these people come from? You know, are we invaded? We didn't invade anything. Where in the world do these people get their information? And also, kudos to the New York Times. I thought I'd never ever say this, but kudos to the New York Times and Washington Post for holding off on printing anything or trying to grab glory and report a story ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, little by little, we're chipping away at them. We're chipping away.
That's all we can do.
To come around, I think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, little by little. It's always a pleasure. Hey, I hope you had a great holiday and a happy new year to you, sir.
I hope you had the same, and thank you for the call.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this was a good operation. A very good operation. Now, as we, you know, are we going to call this the new iteration of the Monroe Doctrine, or is this the Trump Doctrine? This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.